Hi class, after learning about employee engagement and how it benefits the organization, let's understand a very important topic for human resource management, and that is managing diversity. In present global scenario, because of the multinationals and many organizations having employees from various countries working for them, we have got diverse kinds of employees in our organizations. So what is diversity? Diversity is differences among the workforce as far as the age, gender, physical abilities, values, etc. is concerned. Because of this diversity, lot of problems also can occur, because there can be conflicts among the different cultures and different values of these people. So, one has to manage this diversity in the organization so that we can have best of the opportunities due to diversity which are beneficial to us, and at the same time we can remove the threats or the problems that can occur due to diversity. Diversity management can also refer to a strategic organizational approach to workforce development, organizational culture change, and empowerment of the workforce, so that finally we can achieve to the best of the abilities of these people. With this, let's start with the learning objectives of this topic. First, we want to understand the concept of diversity. That is, what is diversity, the diversity management, and what are the diverse workplaces for which these people are working. We would like to understand the factors that encourage diversity, such as globalization, the women force, workforce working more commonly nowadays, and so many others. We'll learn about some of the features of diversity. With that, we learn about the various advantages and disadvantages of diversity management. There are going to be some barriers to diversity management, and outcomes of ignoring diversity also we'll learn. So that what happens if we just don't bother for diversity, what can happen to the organization? With that, we'll learn what is the role of HR function in diversity management. And finally, we'll learn about how diversity impacts the individuals and the groups. Diversity means those human attributes that are distinct from our own and out of the groups to which we belong, yet present in other individuals and groups. That means they are present in other individuals or groups, but not present in our group or in ourselves. So workplace diversity, that is, at work people are different in their ideologies. They have got different ideas of the importance of work to them. They have got different characteristics. They have got different drives which is going to motivate them to work. They may have different perceptions about the work itself, and they are going to respond differently to the stimuli from the organization regarding improving their performance. The immediate superior or the HR person counsels the employee and tells them about how to improve their work as far as technical aspect is concerned or the soft skills are concerned. And the way these people are going to perceive this and they are going to respond to this is going to be different based on their values, based on their education, based on their gender, etc. So what are the various types of diversity? These diversity can be either social in the form of age, ethics or gender. Now age means what? There are young people working for the organization. There are older people working for the organization. In today's world, because of the better hygienic conditions, because of the better medical facilities, the age of people is increasing day by day. Earlier, people used to die by the age of, say, 45 to 50. Around 20 years back, they used to die by the age of 58 to 60. And today, we have got people usually living up to around 75 years. And hence, people are not going to retire at the age of 58 because they have got 17 more years to go. And then naturally, everybody may not be having that much of saving to go for those 17 years. And since they are physically and mentally fit, they are likely to search for jobs even after retirement. And with their experience, with their talents, at times they may be needed for various organizations. And hence, we have got older people working, at the same time younger and middle-aged people working. Their outlook towards life, their values may be different. So that's one kind of diversity type. Some people are highly ethical. Morally, they know what's right, what's wrong. They always go for what is just and fair. While some people are more materialistic, which is becoming the era of today, and then they want only the results or the outcome of enjoying more materialistic life. They at times do not mind the means of achieving these things. They are not that ethical at times. Then there are gender differences, males and females. Well, earlier, women workforce was less. Most of them were homemakers. While today, with more women going for higher and higher education, women liberalization, and ultimately after learning so much, and secondly with materialistic life, people want more and more money to enjoy this materialistic life. And hence naturally only if a male is earning for the family, it is not going to be sufficient to run the family, and hence even women folk have started working. The basic physiological differences, emotional differences are going to be there between the men and women, and these are the social aspects of gender which are going to affect how they are going to look at the job that they are doing, the further career they are looking for. And secondly, there is a problem of taking care of family by the women, so they have got a dual role to play, one at home and one at office. So these are the social aspects of diversity which is going to affect the female workforce and of course even the male workforce. So there are values like personality and attitude also which are going to affect the people's behavior at work. As we know, type A personality is totally different from type B personality. Type A personality people are going to be highly ambitious. They do multiple things at a time. They may be hostile, they may be self-centered sometimes. And because of the cynicism, hostile attitude and ambitious attitude, they are going to work very hard and they expect their subordinates also to work in the similar fashion. While type B personality people are comparatively more calm, poised. They do achieve their results, but the way they work is going to be markedly different from type A personality, and both types of people may be working together in the same team or at the same department. Then there are people who are always very hopeful and have positive mental attitude, while some people are such who have got negative mental attitude with anything. And hence, when they are working together, again, it's going to create a problem. Similarly, informational diversity is going to be based on the education level of a person. There are illiterate people, there are 10th pass, 12th pass, graduates, postgraduates and doctorates. So naturally, when they are working together, there is going to be difference of views and difference of ideas because of the educational background of these people. And hence, they are going to have some of the other problems working together at times, if they are not managed well. Similarly, functional tenure of a person, some people are absolutely junior, two new people, some are highly experienced people, and hence, because of their functional tenure, they know the culture of the organization in a different way, they behave in a different way based on the past practices and the overall way in which the culture of the organization is there. So that also is going to make a difference in their way of working. So, as far as the workforce is concerned, we may be having all these kinds of social, value and informational diversity in our workforce because of the globalization, migration and so many other factors for diversity. So, one has to manage this diversity well to get the best results for the organization. So what is diversity management? It is taking proactive actions regarding climate of the organization as a whole, which is going to minimize the threats from diversity. So let's understand, why does workforce diversity exist? The first and foremost reason is, all people have got pride in their cultural heritage, which they have got it from their family, from their friends, from the schooling in which they have been taking their education, etc. And they want pride. This is the way one should have the view of life. This is the way one should behave. And hence, since the people from different cultural background are going to work in the organization who are having pride in their cultural heritage, which are going to be different, and hence there is going to be workforce diversity. Similarly, stronger religious orientations. Right from the childhood, the parents are going to enforce some of the other religious practices what they have been following in their children. Similarly, when a child goes to school, some of the schools are affiliated to some of the religions. Suppose they are entering such schools, they are going to create the religious orientation in these children's mind. And hence, they have got strong religious orientations, and when multiple people from different religions are going to work together in a team or in an organization, it is going to create diversity in the workforce. Immigration due to globalization. As we know, globalization is something where people from multiple areas of the world are going to come and work wherever they are getting a better job. So immigration occurs due to globalization, and people are going to work for the organization. So different countries, people may be working in the same organization, and since the culture of that country, people are going to be different, naturally there is a diversity in the way they behave, in the way they look at life, in the way they are going to work. Then comes higher birth rates among ethnic minorities. As you know, ethnic minorities, say Muslims, usually do not follow the family planning measures, and hence the birth rate is high among
these people.
So usually we are having young people more in these minority part of culture. So what happens? When newer jobs are offered, we have got more such people applying for this from minority communities, because there are more young people there, because they don't follow the family planning methods. Usually they marry at a comparatively early age and they don't mind having 4, 5, 6 children. While other community, higher communities and all, usually they go for higher education, they marry at late age, and with 1 or 2 children, usually they are going to have permanent sterilization methods to be used to have not more than 1 or 2 children. More women are entering the workforce in today's world because, one, they have become more materialistic, the property rates have gone up, the children's education has gone up, the inflation is going up day by day. Hence, one person working and 4 people utilizing the money earned by one person is just not possible in most of the metropolitan cities and now tier 2 cities also, which has led to more women going in for working also to enhance the income of the family. Secondly, as compared to earlier, more women are going for higher and higher education, and based on their professional education that they are entering, naturally they are offered jobs easily, and they also go for these jobs because they feel that after learning so much they should utilize whatever they have learned. That also is part of the way why the women folk is more entering into the workforce. Overall, if we see, the population is aging, because the life at birth is increasing day by day for people because of the better hygienic conditions in which we live, because of the better medical facilities that we are having. We are understanding the various reasons why people fall ill and trying to prevent it as far as possible with various modalities, by vaccines, by early prevention, by screening of the diseases and early treatment, etc. And we have got good facilities whereby the even the critically ill patient can come out of it because of the higher modalities of treatment like ventilator, the drugs, higher antibiotics, etc. available. So overall, if we see, we have got an aging population, and hence even elderly people have started working, because finally they cannot sit at home just like that, or because of their physical and mental capability, they are able to use their experiences and talents to go for work. Increased recognition that the disabled can function effectively in society. Earlier days, many of the disabled people, nowadays we are telling them as specially abled people, were not given jobs. But with new laws coming up in the society to take care of these specially abled people, and with changing mindset of people at the top management level also, nowadays there are many specially abled people who are offered jobs and who are able to function effectively in society to earn their livelihood and take care of their families. And hence, now in a team, you may be having some people who are males, some are females, some are from different countries, some are normal people in a way, and some are specially abled people, right? So all types of diversity are going to be there in a team or in an organization to take care of the jobs in the organization. And the workplace is also changing day by day. One is women. More and more women folk have started working. In metropolitan cities, I think at least 30 to 40% of women are working nowadays. Minorities are also being offered jobs by the special reservations, by the politicians who have considered the problems they were facing earlier because of the economic problem, etc. They were not able to study to that extent. They were given the monetary loans, etc. at much lower rates, or they were given free education and all. And nowadays, even at the service level, in the jobs level also, there are reservations for minorities. So even minorities have started working in many of the organizations. Similarly, there are older workers, as I told you earlier, because they retire at 58 or 60 years of age, they are living till 75-80 years of age. So naturally, and if they are physically and mentally well, why should not they work? So even elderly people have started working, and the organizations have started taking them, because younger population is decreasing in the aging pyramid. Secondly, these people are highly committed, and because of their experience, that experience can help the organizations to have better profitability. So older workers are also working. Then there are uneducated people, or undereducated people also are working based on their skills or based on some of the manual work they are supposed to do. Then there are workers with disabilities or special abilities, like deaf and dumb or blind people, because of the braille lipi in blind, and for deaf and dumb there are sign languages they are learning in that. So they are also highly educated because of these facilities available, and they can work more or less like normal people because of that, or certain specific type of jobs they can easily work, for example musicians. Now musicians, even if they are blind, at times they can play the saxophone or the other musical instruments without much of a problem. So these are the key dimensions of diversity, like religion, physical challenges, values, family status, the work style of each are different, the age groups, the gender, sexual orientation. In fact, nowadays the sexual orientation is changing day by day. Earlier there were males and females, usually transgenders, the lesbians, the gay people, the transgenders who were transvestites and other people, usually they were not given jobs. But today the days are changing, more awareness is coming that they are also normal human beings. They may be having certain sexual orientation, which is nothing wrong in them. It is because from birth or because of their psychology, God has given them that kind of sexual orientation, so nothing wrong in them, and they should be treated equally. And with Equal Opportunity Act, they should also be given the jobs wherever they are competent in the particular field, and hence it should be based on merit and not based on sexual orientation at all. So these kind of laws are coming up in certain advanced countries, and hence we are getting such people even working for the organizations, and hence this kind of diverse kind of people are there. Then comes socio-economic status. Some people will be coming from very poor socio-economic status, some will be coming from higher socio-economic status, and there is a merging culture. So there will be different educational level of people. In hospital you can understand that there are people who are sweepers, hardly any education, 5th or 7th standard, or at the most 10th standard, and there are clerks who may be graduates, and there are doctors who are super specialists, and there are administrators, and there are nurses, technicians. So a vast educational level difference will be there among them, and their appearances, their work-life balance will be there, which will be different for different people based on the type of job they are doing. Certain corporates are working 24 hours. There are people working in all three shifts. differently, and some people are working 12 to 14 hours a day, their work-life balance may be hampered if the top bosses are not much bothered for this and they are only for, they are only task-oriented and profit-oriented, and of course marital status also is going to be different. Some are married, some are not married. Married women are going to have the pregnancy and the maternity leave, and the when their children are sick, again they have to take leave and all that. So even that kind of diversity is bound to be there. And professional background will be different, the race will be different based on the different kinds of people coming from all over the world. So let's understand what are the various factors which can encourage diversity. Number one is globalization, as I told you. We have got multinational companies, we have got companies who are exporting, they are having joint ventures with the other companies in the different areas of the world. People are going to get the jobs anywhere. So you can see Indian people going to America for job, going to Middle East for job, going to New Zealand for job, going to Australia for job. And there are businessmen who are available all over the world. So due to globalization, due to easy migration of people by aeroplane, by information technology, you can see a lot of diverse kind of people are there who are working for an organization. So globalization is one of the important factors which encourages diversity. Then migration. Earlier days, people were migrating from rural area to urban area for getting jobs. Today, they are migrating from one part of the world to the other part of the world, wherever the demand for their skill is there. And so migration is one of the important factors which has encouraged diversity. Then comes increasing value of older population, as I told you. The pyramid, the demographic pyramid, if we see world over, gradually we are having more and more elderly people, because except from minority community, usually people are marrying at a later age. They do not prefer to have more than one or two children, and some of them are not marrying at all. So this has led to overall older population increasing day by day, and they are highly experienced people, since they may not be having any too much of botheration for taking family care, because they are younger children may be also earning, but their experience is highly beneficial to the organizations. And because of the nuclear family, some of these older population people may not be taken care of by their children. In that case also they will have to work to take care of their day-to-day food and other items. So increasing value of older population because of their experience, because of their need, is increasing. Then there is a political diversity due to various political ideology. People may not like to work in a particular region because of the political too much of interference in certain aspects. So they may try to migrate to other places. So political diversity also is overall increasing the diversity. Then there are different types of employees available based on their skills, based on their educational background, based on their professional courses that they have undergone. Then there are caste or racial diversity. There are economic payback and social responsibility, which is also increasing the diversity because of the liberal laws that are being formulated and implemented in various countries. There are legal requirement of appointing equal opportunity for women, equal opportunity for minorities, equal opportunity for disabled people and all that. Then there are capacity building strategies available which can lead to diversity, because certain people who have developed their capacity in a particular field, they may not be having the scope for that in their own country. They may be having scope in some other country, then they are likely to migrate to that country. So this kind of capacity building strategy based on the interest of the person in that particular professional line also has led to encourage diversity. So let's understand what are the various characteristics of diversity management. Well, in an organization, as we have learned, there are going to be diverse, that's different kinds of people working as far as the age, sex, the special ability, the race, the personality, the attitude, etc., etc., are concerned. And to get the organizational goals achieved in a short run and in a long run, one has to take care of these diverse kind of workforce in such a way that nobody is discriminating and people are taking advantage of this kind of diverse workforce because of their newer ideas, creativity, innovation, their experiences at various places in the country and world over. So diversity management is very important. First and foremost, it is self-initiated. Nobody is going to enforce or coerce you that you have to have a diverse kind of workforce and you have to manage it. The second thing is diversity management is highly inclusive use of a very broad and open definition of diversity. It is highly inclusive. One has to take all kinds of people by age, by sex, by region, religion, by caste, by race, by personality, by attitudes, all kinds of people you can take and take advantage of their expertise in that particular field from which they are coming or their experience that they are bringing with from the world over. So one has to have a very broad and open definition of diversity, and it's going to be highly inclusive when you are going to manage these people well, and it is going to be beneficial to the organization for organizational success. Diversity management targets to provide tangible benefits business strategy with a goal to tap the full potential of human resources for a competitive edge. As we know, there is a global competition. The technology is changing day by day, and we can't have the same kind of people working for us years together without having a different perspective of the world that's changing. So diversity management is going to target to provide tangible benefits to the business strategy so that we can tap the full potential of all human resources from different kinds of age group, sex or gender, the race, the professional background, the education, the values, etc., etc. And finally, we can have competitive edge over others because of this kind of diverse people and who are more creative, who are more innovative, and we can manage them well, and it is going to give us a competitive edge.